Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Isn't Locke around the barn these days? Too bad he couldn't talk to Jay about how COVID impacted the saddlebred industry.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
If Weinberg lies, people will die, Rick. You understand?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I called it all week long. I get to take the victory lap on that. Can you name the Derby winner?
I forget it right now, top of my head. But no, but like,
who won the Derby, Perrin? Come on!
But hear me out when I say this. I forget the name of the horse at the moment right now. But when we were on the backside, I remember vividly on that Monday.
Yes,
Clint talking about you can't count out Baffert.
No, that was me.
No, he said it too.
His pick was Known Agenda. My pick all week was Medina Spirit. The name of the winner, by the way.
With my man Perrin not knowing the winner of the Kentucky Derby? It happened Saturday night! It's Monday morning! By the way, it's great to be back in studio. I don't know about you, Mitch. My headset doesn't work. Can't hear myself. It's great. No, this is how today needs to start at 3:02 today. Anyway, welcome in. It's The Take. It's ESPN 680, 105.7, ESPNLouisville.com, the ESPN Louisville app. We got you set for the next 3 hours post-Monday Derby. We got you set there. Kentucky basketball in shambles. We got you there. Maybe a rummage acting like I got something for Rummage today. We'll get to that at some point. Mitchell Hannigan's here.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Strebel is not here. I don't know how to deal with his absence. We'll get to that here at some point. Mitch, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andy.
Wow.
Oh, my mic's actually. Oh, there it goes. I cursed it already.
Yeah, you did.
I was shocked
when you popped the mic on and it sounded okay. I was stunned, quite frankly.
I know. It's been a decent. I got my second shot yesterday,
nice.
So I'm feeling a lot, you know.
Yeah.
A lot better about, you know.
Do you not
want
to give your seat up to Jack Grossman? Is that what happened there? Because I mean, Jackie Boy's ready to go, and he's ready to give takes on the last furlong and a half at Churchill Downs on Saturday.
He really is, but he had plenty of opportunity on Issel and Pratt today. I feel like
I don't think he had any. They don't want to hear from him at all on the air, quite frankly. So Strebel is not here today. I also hear myself. Is that in your headset? Is that what's going on there when you pop your mic on?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, I would say we'll figure that out, but that would be a bold-faced lie.
I'm not sure.
We'll never figure that out.
That was a lie.
It will be like this to the end of time. 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. Strebel's not here today. He will be back tomorrow. He had a death in the family. I'm sure we'll talk about it tomorrow. So that's why Big Rig is not here. He is ready, and he knows that Kentucky's going to get that work. You damn better believe he's going to get that work. So there we go. We'll talk to we won't talk to him. We have a busy show, though, today. Travis Branham going to join us from 24-7. We'll talk with him at about 3:30 or so about the happenings with Kentucky basketball. I know there is a big AAU event this weekend. What does Louisville do with a remaining scholarship on their roster with Mitch? Mitch, we got to be tired of doing this conversation.
We've been saying
it's needed to be a guard for how many weeks we've been saying that, and I was going to say castrated, but that would not be the word, over my, you know, not having a love affair with Jared West, which we'll get into. So anyway, all of that's happening. We'll talk with Travis at about 3:30. We have Ari Wasserman will join us from The Athletic, talk some college football, spring games done, NFL draft was done. You know your boy here was hooked on the NFL draft all weekend, so no doubt we'll get to that. And then we'll talk to our guy Louis Rabeau. We'll do 5 minutes of horse racing talk with Louis Rabeau. So we'll do all of that. I mean, I have a ton to do today, and we're very sad that Strebel is not here today because, listen, we're going to talk Derby hijinks. Mitch, did you go to the big practice last night, the softball?
I did not. Okay, so since I got my second shot, right. I just laid in bed all day yesterday.
Now, while I understand, I also, yes, that's how it falls apart.
It provided a very valid excuse.
All I heard was that Crean almost got hit in the face with a ball, which is how this is going to end, and that's a bloody Jack Grossman. That's how I feel all of this is going to end. He's going to take a ball right to the old face. That's how I feel it's going to happen. Anyway, so we are jam-packed today. Definitely our thoughts with Strebel and company, and I'm sure he'll be back. The plan right now is that he'll be back tomorrow and then on Thursday and Friday or just Friday. So we might get PJ in, a little Perrin Johnson, who, again, didn't know the Derby winner, co-hosting morning radio. That's great. That's my favorite thing that Drew did. Other than getting mad at process, that's the funniest thing over the weekend. By the way, we also need to get to, the big weekend from the Diener show. Process out there holding a rose in his mouth. Blankenbaker taking drunken photos with Gunter Brewer on the reg. What? Max Diener finds a winner on the ground at Churchill Downs?
Just the iconic pictures that surfaced on social media this weekend were just fantastic.
Process looking like the GOP, looking like the Young Republicans, right?
Fist-pumping the Governor Beshear.
Fist-pumping the governor.
Saying, run it back.
Run it back, and then acting like he doesn't know what run it back means. Put this up. Would you rather have your picture taken with Brady or Rodgers? And put this one up as well. Bet Rivers Twitter poll. Would you rather have your picture taken with Ted Cruz or Governor Beshear? At ESPN 680. All right, so we'll get to Derby hijinks. We'll get to all the nonsense. But I want to be clear, and we'll read text here, 437-9680. Mitch, if you want to bust in with any text, feel free. So here's where we are right now. This weekend, and then capped today with, about an hour and a half ago, Mitch, or so, we got the word, the email comes down, that Davion Mintz has put his name in the NBA draft. He has left the option open to come back to Kentucky. So while this is news, I'm not sure it's there's nothing to report on other than that. That is not shocking. We know that Davion Mintz has been looking at professional options, and we know he has not made his decision. And that's exactly what he said today in the release on Twitter. Everything else is that he has not made his decision, but he is going to gather the appropriate information. And I believe ultimately, and I have no idea. I have no inside information, but I do believe that he will follow in the footsteps of like a Carlee Jones and say, yo, I've been around college basketball. It's time to bounce. I could be wrong, and good God, Kentucky needs him. Because what was it on Friday? Too bad for us, Mitch. We're all, and of course, Mitch was mean and nasty to Strebel and everything else. Oh, what time was that? 1 o'clock, noon? And then
Strebel was out Friday with his afternoon. Family. He was.
Strebel was out bowling with the kids and it was the twins' birthday party. His kids. He calls other thing twins. We can get to that at some point. You know what I'm saying? And he was having a good family day. And then 2 hours later, he limps in. Cal needs to get to work. Cal needs to get to work. And I want to be clear. I don't know what, maybe a month ago, Mitch, 3 weeks ago, I can't remember. I remember, though, on a particular day, your boy here had to go on the air and had to say, Louisville football, maybe it was right after Keontae Goodwin, whenever it was, okay? The days right now are running together, especially in a weekend, like your boy, your Derby weekend. That Louisville football needed to get things going on the recruiting trail. And that was my take. It wasn't to slam Satterfield, but I also felt like I didn't need to make excuses. And Kentucky basketball is going to get that same treatment, at least, if not worse, today. Because what happened over the weekend with Nolan Hickman decommitting is not something that was, I want to be clear with this, it was not something that was expected. This wasn't one of these magic tricks. Now, ultimately, it may become one. I have an analogy I want to make here in a second. But Kentucky basketball this weekend, absolutely lost a guard, and they lost a point guard that was going to get run. And not only that, Kentucky's, they've been knowing that Davion Mintz was going to be looking at professional options. Devin Askew moves on. That's how much Nolan Hickman doesn't want to play for Kentucky. There's nobody else. I mean, it would be like, hey, Mitch comes to me. We don't have any, everyone on 93.9 or 680 quits. And you're trying to get jobs at places that are all full instead of a place that's not full. Well, that's what's happening here. Devin Askew, gone. Devin Askew is gone. Ty Washington, I don't know. I mean, Jerry Meyer wrote the other day that the feeling now is the G League's got their hooks maybe into Ty Washington. That it's not just Kentucky, that it's not just Arizona. Now you also have the G League that's saying, hey, here is another option. And until what, Uber recently, the kid hasn't. I mean, Kentucky's a mess right now. And make no mistake about it, what it was over the weekend. It was unexpected that this happened. It was unexpected and quite frankly shocking to me to read the quotes. I think it was Jack Pilgrim of KSR to read the quotes about Tony Barbie.
From his dad, right?
Yeah, Tony Barbie.
Right.
Once Tony Barbie moved on, like, okay. I don't believe. By the way, I don't buy that. I could buy a lot of things. I don't buy that. And so you have a kid that's a top 30 kid that, I mean, we all pretty much have taken for granted around here that Nolan Hickman was going to be a part of the team in some way. Whether he was this great one and done, I don't know, but he would be an option. And maybe that's it, that he felt like, well, hey, I've been here the whole time. Give me some love. I have no inside information on what exactly the bleep happened there, but I do know for sure that Kentucky was stunned by it. That this caught Kentucky off guard. And there's only been a few things I can imagine that have done that with John Calipari in his tenure at Kentucky. And this absolutely on Friday.
It was the first ever recruit to get out of the NLI in Calipari era.
I mean, and not only that, again, I go back to Kentucky has a lot of front court guys right now. But it's not like they just have guards all over the place. I mean, if Nolan Hickman was looking to play at Kentucky, things have broken down for Nolan Hickman to get more run at Kentucky. They've whiffed on some kids. They're still waiting on some kids for a period of time, Mitch. And 437-9680, it's the take. For a period of time, I myself thought, okay, you get rid of two assistants, which is what happened. Whether, you know, it's fine. It's fine. We can just cut to the chase. I mean, we know the deal here. This was one of those things that, hey, you know, a couple staff members probably going to go, and we sit around for the timing to just align that Central and Michigan, and especially Joel Justice at Arizona State, were just magically, those openings, so we all know it's, we know it, that it's orchestrated. If it's not, we're not going to buy that anyway. But you might be thinking for a few hours on Friday, maybe even going into your Derby Saturday, well, this is because John Calipari's got an ace up his sleeve. Sure.
Oh, yeah, they're going for a home run.
They're going to bring in Orlando Antigua, which, by the way, that needs to happen. Like, it's supposed to happen this week. Well, let's hurry up and get that done, I would imagine. That's what I would be saying as a Kentucky fan. If you bring this, is it Chin Johnson?
Chin Coleman.
Close. I knew it wasn't Chin Johnson. I knew it wasn't, but I didn't know what other name to go to. I don't know why I defaulted to Johnson there. I have no idea, but I did. So Chin Coleman, and I assume that at least one of those guys, if not both, are going to happen, but it needs to happen because Kentucky needs to stop the bleeding. Cal needs assistance to stop the bleeding right now. I mean, that's where, let me give you my analogy. The house I'm living in now, when we bought the house, it was a mess. It needed a ton of man hours of work and money, by the way. It needed a lot to be, it was a fixer-upper. An old house, a fixer-upper, okay? And it's not a mess now, but back when we bought the house 7 years ago, it was a mess. The house was a mess. It's not a mess now. Kentucky is a mess right now. They're a mess. They don't have assistants locked down. They don't have a staff locked in. Cal is very publicly, okay, admitting that he needs a couple big guns to come in and get him back, which, by the way, I ain't got any problem with. That's fine to me. I mean, there ain't no honor in having lesser assistants and saving a couple $100,000 on assistants. Hell no. Go get them. Go get all the good coaches. But you don't know about Mintz. Kyle Tucker put out there Brooks and Jackson, he thinks, legitimately haven't decided where they'll play next season. I mean, the Keon Brooks stuff won't go away. Right now, your roster, A, it stinks. B, it's not a full roster. So I'm not going to get too difficult. I'm not going to bash too much on that because we need to see what's going to happen. But go back to my analogy. Go back to it. The house was a mess. Doesn't have to be that way. Kentucky basketball doesn't have to be a mess when we get things going in a few months. But this offseason has not been a good one to instill confidence if you're a Kentucky fan coming off a 9-win season and having the talk around the program be the game has passed John Calipari by. He's being stubborn. Guys, they're trying to play. If you believe they're trying to play differently, and they're doing so in a guards game with right now no guards. Hey, Mitch, we're going to play a lot better. Here's Kellen Grady.
Right.
Here's Kellen Grady.
The Davison guard.
Yes, and right now, not knowing what guys are going to do, it doesn't have to be a mess. Mintz could come back. Brooks could come back. I still do not believe that Isaiah Jackson is going to. They could still go out and get 2-3 guys, big-time players, okay, and bring them in, and we walk into the season thinking, damn, Kentucky, it took a while. It was an odd way to get here, but damn, they got a nice team. They got a good team. They got a top 15 team. They got a top 10 team. But right now, that's not the case. Nolan Hickman had a mainline to playing major minutes at Kentucky. He was the only consistent thing is that he was committed to Kentucky, and he's not playing at Kentucky. I mean, it's – I know a lot of Louisville fans, well, it's turmoil. It's turmoil. No, listen, the Kentucky people that got on Twitter when Chris Mack and Louisville were in turmoil, okay, and got puffy chest, no, go at them, man. That's what this rivalry is absolutely all about. Are they – turmoil, that's fine if you want to call that. They're a mess right now. They have an uneven roster. They have a whatever roster – okay, right now. I mean, guys, I mean, Lance Ware, I mean, I think Jacob Toppin's going to get a lot better, but they ain't going to sell anything. They ain't going to sell anything to the fans. And I tell you, the thing that is different for me and the thing that I think is different for Kentucky fans, and they may not want to admit it, is the fact that, boy, every time you'd say something about Cal, middle of the season, off season, it would be you believed in Cal. And Cal we trust. I don't feel that way, and I don't know many Kentucky fans that do. Not nearly to the percentage that they did. And by the way, they shouldn't. They're right. They should not. They shouldn't. I mean, come on. Let's be honest with that. They're in bad shape. They are a – I wonder how many, like, non-mid-major, like, Power 5 teams that have expectations worth anything are seemingly flailing right now. Kentucky's got to get these two assistants in, and then Orlando Antigua's got to work that damn magic, son. Do you understand what I'm
right?
saying?
Right. There's no welcoming parade. It's get your ass to work.
No, it's him and Jim Coleman. Like, they got to go, and they got to pull some dudes. The Adam Miller thing wasn't shocking over the weekend. I mean, every Kentucky fan I know, for the most part, knew that he wasn't going to Kentucky. But make no mistake about it, Kentucky fans 2-3 weeks ago were in love with Adam Miller when that was going around Twitter. They loved Adam Miller. Ah, gonna get Adam Miller. Oh, looks like Kentucky's gonna get Adam Miller. I mean, that was the talk for a weekend, and 3-4 weeks later, doesn't happen. He goes to the Bagman. Kentucky's a mess right now.
All the names just make it seem like they're in scramble mode. Like, I remember when the Rocket Watts stuff came out. Like, Kentucky's reached out to Rocket Watts. It sniffed a little like scramble mode. It's like, why is Kentucky reaching out to Rocket Watts?
And by the way, he's begging teams on Twitter.
Is he really?
Rocket Watts. Yeah, I saw someone I know retweeted. He's like, hey, I'm still looking to play elsewhere next year. It's like, I mean, come on. No, I mean, Kentucky, if they go and they get, you know, some mid-major type guys here, we're going to laugh at them. Listen, this show is going to laugh at them. With Louisville football, it wasn't good enough. And by the way, I mean, they've got some recruits. We'll revisit that as the class goes. My take with Louisville football a couple weeks ago, you got to get your ass in gear. Let's go. That's how I feel here. That's how I feel with Calipari and Kentucky basketball. It has been, and I would say humbling, but I'm not sure humbling's the word because I'm not sure you can humble people that are making $9 million a year. But these last several months have been embarrassing for Calipari. They've been embarrassing. And while I like going out and hiring big-time guns as assistants, it's also Cal saying, yo, we gotta get going here. I mean, it's his actions saying what my words are saying. But Kentucky was stunned this weekend. My sense is this happened at least the day before. That a lot of this happened, but I was stunned. I mean, it came out of nowhere, and Kentucky doesn't have the leaks that they used to have. When you get rid of a bunch of coaches, you get rid of an associate AD or whatever, Dwayne Peavy, of those things have dried up. So I got a ton more on Kentucky. I mean, don't act like I don't. I mean, Kentucky basketball right now is not in a great shape. It's not in great shape. It can be. There's still time. But you did not expect us to be sitting here now after Derby and to have things worse, seemingly, than they were. I still want to get to Louisville at some point. We got a bunch of Derby stuff. Travis Branham's going to join us, but go ahead, Mitch.
Sorry, I asked this question in all honesty because I don't know. I don't remember, and I don't know. Did Mac have a statement after the Bobby Pettiford and
yeah, I can't remember it was like a sentence or okay, two. Okay, so yeah,
they can't talk about recruit. Where's some statement from Cal?
Did Cal make one or not make one?
I haven't seen anything.
I don't know. Yeah, I really don't know. Well, if he didn't make one, then he's butthurt.
Yeah, you think. You think he also didn't know it was heading in this direction at all?
I'm here to recruit. He is butthurt. There. You like that? I want that to be on the scroll. I want that to be at the top of sports centers for the next 8 hours here on ESPN Louisville. Are you twisting your nose? Are you honking your nose?
Yeah, I'm a little congested.
I want you to honk your nose into the microphone. I want a nose honk to be into the mic, not off the air. That's the content we need. Oh, goodness. Cerebral's not here today. It's a family issue. He's not skipping out because he doesn't want to take your beatings. Listen, he's pissed off, too. He ain't happy. I'm going to go through, read some texts. 437-9680. I want to read some texts. We have a guest coming up. Did you hear Nick pooped his pants over the weekend?
I did, and I'm sitting in his chair.
And you're sitting in the chair.
Sitting in his chair.
Yeah, that's perfect. And NFL draft had a good time with that over the weekend. Kentucky is boasting about that, which they should. Eventually, the wins should equal the amount of picks. Would be nice. That would be the answer that I would have if I were a Kentucky fan. Louisville had a couple guys go. Our guy Gunter Brewer said something. We want to play on Javian Hawkins. So we're locked and loaded. Got you until 6 o'clock. Travis Branham, he joins us next here on the Take on this Monday.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
If you need to know where I am right now,
yeah,
I'm with Ron DeSantis right now.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, Travis Branham going to join us here from 247. Quickly, 437-9680. Texas says Maben was right. Texas stole Kentucky's juice. Oh, I would argue that was stolen before Chris Beard got to Texas. That's just me. Texas says, did Nick really poop his pants? He did. That's what I've been told, at least. Texas says, UK is a mess. IU has more momentum. Texas says, cue the lock sound and Cal we trust. Dare I say BBN is in turmoil. It makes me so happy. Texas says, right now, Calipari has 7 scholarship players, 5 are bigs, and 2 are guards. He's in heaven. Cal's taking it right now. Texas says, Cal lost his motivation after Pitino left. I disagree with that. Texas says, a lot of high school players are going to decommit since they can visit schools now. Okay, that's fine. We can get into that as well. Let's get Travis Branham on here. 437-968. We'll read some more texts as we go. But it's a Monday. It's a post-Derby Monday. But we've been talking a lot of basketball. And Travis is with 24/7. A couple times you've had him on following the season. Travis, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Man, we're making. Did you? I know you're in Lexington. Did you come to the Derby? Did you bet on the Derby? Did you do anything Derby this weekend?
Did a lot of Derby. Unfortunately, did not attend. Even though I grew up here, I have yet to make that trip. But I did do a lot of Derby activities. It was a great weekend.
Were you at the AAU event? I apologize. Were you watching kids play basketball this week? And that's what you were paying attention to, I'd imagine.
Actually, I wasn't. This is my last weekend, I think, off of the road until August. So I took it easy, spent some time with my wife and some friends. So took it easy this weekend, but it's time to hit the gauntlet here real soon.
I was going to say, where's your calendar going here in the recent future? Where's it going?
Yeah, this weekend I'll be in Kansas City. The following weekend it's looking like I'll be in Atlanta and Gatlinburg, spending a little bit of time in both. Then going to Hampton, Virginia, ending it in Indianapolis for the month of May. And then it's time for the eval periods in mid-June, so I'll be going to, looks like Arizona, then potentially Georgia again.
There you go.
And then you're kicking off the July periods with Peach Jam and the rest of the shoe circuit. So it's time to get after it, man. I'm really looking forward to it, especially
put those miles
finally
on.
Having college coaches out there for the first time in over about 2 years, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it really has been. Travis Branham with us from 24/7 National Basketball Analyst here on The Take. Nolan Hickman decommits over the weekend. Seemingly Derby weekend, someone always decommits or announces that they're going pro. I thought Carly Jones might announce over the weekend, but he announced on Monday, Sunday, whenever it was. I guess, was it a surprise for you and your reaction to Nolan Hickman decommitting from Kentucky over the weekend?
No, to be honest with you, it was not a big surprise to me. Nolan had been growing a bit homesick. And then I think with the coaching changes over at Kentucky, with Joel Justice going to Arizona State and Tony Barbee taking the head coaching job at Central Michigan, I think it just became a formula for Nolan to kind of re-explore his options and especially see if there's a place out west and closer to home that could be a viable option for him.
Where is he right now that he would already be homesick, I guess?
He's from Seattle, or he's from Washington. But he's been playing at Wasatch Academy in Utah. So it isn't terribly far, but it is a little bit of ways away from his family. And this whole year, Wasatch actually spent their whole season basically in a bubble, dealt with a lot of quarantine due to COVID protocols and stuff like that. So he didn't really get to have the typical senior season that a lot of these kids had. And obviously, like many of these kids across the country, whether it's high school or college, like, spending that time alone in quarantine is not an easy task. That takes a toll on these kids, and I think Nolan took an impact from that and just wanted to stick a little bit closer to home to friends and family.
I guess the surprising thing for me would be You know, Davion Mintz is very much 50-50, but Kentucky right now, and this is one thing I want to get into with you, is searching for guards. Devin Askew leaves. I mean, there's so many question marks. I mean, Nolan Hickman was going to get minutes anyway, and I mean, he was the guy right now. I mean, do you think it was more about being homesick than, because when this happened, Travis, all Kentucky fans, well, I mean, Cal must have something up his sleeve, and you know, tells Nolan Hickman he's not going to get the playing time. But I don't think that's the case. He may get guys. Nolan Hickman was slotted to be one of the top guards. I mean, he was the only point guard on the roster right now. I mean, he's leaving playing time. I guess what I'm trying to say is he's leaving playing time on the side of the road at Kentucky.
Yeah, no question about that. Kentucky definitely, especially as of now, they don't have a point guard for next season. So there was definitely a big opportunity for Nolan to come in and play. But that just kind of, I guess, proves that point or drives that point home in terms of he just wants to stay a little bit closer to home, stay out on the West Coast, and, yeah, find an opportunity potentially in the Pac-12 or, just anywhere out West. Be closer to the friends and family. He left a lot of playing time on the board for sure.
Well, what are the options there? I think like Washington or something like that. What kind of options would even be out there?
I think it's a little too soon to tell.
Okay.
But yes, I think any of those Pac-12 schools, whether it be Washington, Arizona, you can get into USC, wherever it may be, will definitely be options. Just anywhere out West in that Pac-12. I think that also fits his game very well. So yeah, we'll see if things are starting to clear or are going to start clearing up for him, and we'll see where those potential options are in the near future.
Travis Brandon with us here on the Take. It's ESPN 680-1057. So how do we begin handicapping where Kentucky will go from here? You know, with the Mintz news today, the Nolan Hickman news on Friday. Kentucky's kind of a mess right now. Doesn't have to be a mess, but right now they are. How do they pick up the pieces and figure this out?
Yeah, starting with Davion Mintz, obviously he declared to go to the NBA draft, test the waters while maintaining his eligibility, did not enter the portal, which is very notable. I think Mintz, just looking around the league, talking around, I don't think there's too much draft stock there. I could be wrong. I think him coming back to college is the realistic future for him. So I think there's a chance that he does come back. I think there's a pretty good chance that he comes back because there's a lot of playing time there. He can play both on and off the ball. He would be a big piece to that team next year. In terms of losing Nolan, now you're definitely point guardless and losing Devin Askew. So Kentucky's going to be continuing to look into that transfer market. They're involved with Sevier Wheeler, and I think that'll be a heavy pursuit of trying to get that Georgia point guard. And then you also have Ty Washington still on the board. Just cut his list. Kentucky was included. A dynamic scorer, dynamic playmaker, really tough, good athlete, just a really good basketball player. So I think both of those guys, Sevier Wheeler and Ty Washington, will be high priorities here moving forward. And go ahead.
No, go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead. No, you're fine. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and I don't even think the portal's done yet. I think there's going to be some guys potentially trickle in here and there from now until probably the end of the month of May. So you never know. Maybe a guy jumps in there and they can jump in on another one. But I do think for now, Sevier Wheeler and Ty Washington are the two in their crosshairs that they're going to be pinpointing.
You mentioned Ty Washington, you know, Kentucky, Arizona. I'm sure you mentioned he cut his list to five. We've been talking a lot around here about Kentucky and Arizona. Your coworker Jerry Meyer mentioned, you know, maybe the G League would become an option. How do you handicap what's going to happen here in the next couple weeks as, you know, seemingly a lot of people want them, you know, some Ty Washington now?
Yeah, this one's really tough to gauge, to be honest with you. I think about a month ago, you would have said Kansas was the leader. Then things began shifting. Arizona started building up traction with the old staff. Then, obviously, they had a coaching staff change over there. And then the G League started getting involved with potentially some professional options. But now I think, to be honest, it's wide open. Arizona, I think the new staff has done a good job of gaining some traction with him. Kentucky, obviously, is continuing their pursuit of him. Kansas is still heavily involved, as well as Baylor, Oregon, and LSU. So you got six college programs. I think at this point, it's unlikely that he goes the professional route. But in terms of handicapping where his ultimate landing spot is in college, I think it's close, to be honest with you. It's too close to pinpoint one specific leader for sure.
Is he he's a starter, right? Kentucky were him, he's a starter. Like, you're writing him in, he's the starting point guard.
No question. Yeah. His ability to score the basketball from all three levels, he can really shoot it. Really good off the bounce, got good ball skills. He's strong, really tough, and also he's a really good passer with good vision. He's just a dynamic playmaking and scoring guard, and absolutely, he would come in and be the starter right away.
Travis Branham with us. I know this is a stupid question, but I'm just going to ask it because Kentucky fans are flailing right now, and they're trying to grasp anything they can get a hold of. It's not worth bringing up Jaden Hardy, right? It's not worth me even mentioning him.
At this point, I would say it is not worth it. Yeah. I think that is a foregone. That ship has sailed for the most part. I think you're going to be looking at the G League and UCLA. I think those two have obviously now separated themselves. And
nice.
So we'll see. I, to be honest with you, I personally would handicap the G League, but I would not underestimate Mick Cronin and the UCLA staff. They've done an excellent job out west, and they're getting those five-star prospects right now, and they're hot. And so, yeah, I would not underestimate them, and it would not come as a complete shock to me if they pulled this one off.
We had Mick Cronin on last week, Travis. Not on this show. Hell no, not on this show. he was on with Scott Davenport. Scotty D does a one-hour show here, and they were on. I guess they talked a little bit basketball, but, you know, they talked the horses. The Cronin family's well ingrained in the horse industry here in Kentucky. Yeah, that's what they talked about, the Derby instead of Jaden Hardy.
That's funny. We need to get him to talk about Jaden Hardy, see what we can find out.
No, that's exactly right. Travis Branham, what did you make of Imani Bates decommitting for Michigan State over the weekend?
Yeah, that didn't come as a terrible surprise to me. Imani is obviously, he's a phenomenal talent. I actually got to watch him 2 weekends ago in Indianapolis at an event. Still just, he's just a special player, special prospect. And I think basically from day one, everybody's basically pinned him as going the professional route. So him decommitting doesn't come as a terrible surprise. And at this point, I think that the narrative still stands in terms of he's going to end up going the professional route. He is going to definitely continue hearing out these different schools. You saw he got an offer from Texas over the weekend. But again, I think he's going to end up going the professional route. So seeing him decommit came as little surprise.
Yeah. Yeah, that's too bad. I'm sure Tom Izzo's happy about the G League option. I'm sure he's gonna be passing along his thoughts to Dick Vitale sooner or later to put on Twitter. Travis Branham, last one. Do you have any opinion on U of L? One scholarship now with Carly Jones. Well, they were gonna have that. Carly Jones and David Johnson are out. Do they need a guard? I contend they need a dynamic guard, but it's, you know, in today's transfer market, it's gonna be difficult to bring somebody in. I don't know what to think. Louisville needs another player of some consequence. We just don't know what's going to happen. Do you have any opinion on U of L as they build their roster here?
I absolutely agree with you. Losing David Johnson and Carl Leak is a big loss, and they did a good job of attacking the portal. But you're right. They need another dynamic guard. The portal is starting to dwindle down. It is getting the overall top talent has definitely dwindled down. Finding that right piece that they're specifically going to be looking for is going to be a task in itself. It is definitely needs to be noted that Carly Jones was an outlier when it comes to these transfers. You rarely see a kid transfer from a low major to a high major program and not only I guess, play to the same standard, but actually improve and exceed whatever expectations he had coming in. He is an absolute outlier. So the expectations just across the country, not even Louisville, just across the country when it comes to these transfer players, if you're comparing them to a Carly Jones, it's just an unfair comparison.
Mm-hmm.
That kid could just flat out play the game of basketball. So finding another guy like that is not easy. And especially at this stage of the portal, it's not going to be easy to find that other dynamic guard, but I would never count Chris Mack out. He's a heck of a recruiter, heck of a coach. And what they did in the portal this year, definitely a successful cycle.
Wait, he saved his roster. There's no doubt about it. He absolutely did. you know, with the recruiting class they had coming in. He went out and got three pieces immediately. We'll see how it works out. If now he's, you know, maybe not able to get someone on the back end because he got so many guys on the front end of the portal, we shall see. I guess that's a good problem to have. I just Louisville's roster, I don't know. Like, I know what to do with Kentucky's roster. It's a mess right now. They need to get going. They need multiple guys. They, you know, Calipari needs point guards. We know the talking points. We know who needs to get better. Louisville, we know some of that. But I've never seen Jared West really play, right? We don't know L. Ellis. I don't, coming from the JUCO ranks. And so there's a lot out there. Well, Travis, appreciate the time, my man. Take care. Safe travels over the next few weeks and months as the world is opening back up. And so are big basketball events, which is great as well. Appreciate the time.
Appreciate you, and thanks for having me on.
All right, thank you. Travis Branham with us, 247. You can find him there at Travis Branham _, I believe, is where you want to find him on Twitter. Mitch, let me ask you this. We need to take a break here in like 5 minutes. Do I save for the other end my pointless rant about this weekend? Because I gotta give it to you guys at some point. Do we do that at 4 o'clock?
Yeah.
We haven't had any fun today. We have a bunch of sound we need to play.
We do. I say save it till after the break. And I got thoughts on it too.
Got thoughts on what?
I mean,
now?
I'm gonna agree with you.
You're damn right you are.
I'm gonna agree with you. This weekend was just
Kentucky became the face of not wearing a mask.
No,
which is funny, right?
That's funny.
And we got to get Grossman in here. Is he? I know. I see him and Nick milling about.
We
need to get an update as well on the softball league. And I mean, at some point today, does no one around here want to have the courage to rip Locke from over the weekend? I mean, every other one of these. I mean, you see John Bowl, who looks like a million bucks. And Locke is limping out there with a Steinmart jacket, a wrinkled Steinmart jacket. And nobody, I'm the only, you're expect, silent. Nobody I, wants to say anything about
I,
this.
I expect more from Carolyn, if we're being honest. Carolyn can't let him walk out the house looking like that.
I'm going to text her. I'm going to text her at the break. Because I didn't want to. Big Easy texted me today. You see what Locke was wearing on Spectrum? I go, yes, of course. And I'm like, why didn't you call him out? He's like, I felt bad. I'm like, when does Big Easy start to feel bad?
Feel bad.
You're on the Peloton like 6 hours. Like, we got to get to that. We got to get to the Diener show, too.
Yeah, I was about to say, we got to get to that picture. We got to get to Blanka Baker's hair. We got to get to the process.
Listen, we can't talk about hair. You got red hair that looked like Morgan
Wallen. I
got
great
hair. Do you have great hair?
Yeah, I think I do. I think it's my only compliment feature that I have.
Do women compliment your hair?
Yes.
That's kind of what you almost said.
Whenever I get a haircut, they're always very complimentary of my hair. They're like, man, I wish. Honestly, the last compliment I got while getting a haircut is my hairdresser was like, I want to cut the rest of your hair so I can make a wig out of it so I can wear it. That's what she told me.
That's great. I've never been told that. You have apparently good hair, and so does Strebel. I don't, so I can't say anything. I'm terrible. Texas says, where's Fraud Daddy? He had a death in the family. He'll be back tomorrow. I mean, you want me to be that callous with it? That's where we are. Texter, after the break. Texter, save it to after the break. Texas says, was Diener part of the crowd booing Bashir? I mean, it does feel like we've only done that with Bashir and Bevin. Bevin got it worse than Bashir, yes? That's how I remember it. Bevin getting worked.
I would say so.
Because there were more people there.
I mean, on TV, you could tell there was booze, but apparently I've heard like from the people who were actually at Churchill Downs.
Yeah, that they're loud. Yeah. All the jackasses
It was louder than what the TVs picked up, but I still think Bevin got more booze.
Well, he absolutely did because there was like 110,000, 120,000 more people there. I'm telling you, Mitch, when they scanned the crowd, I didn't go for personal reasons this weekend. When they scanned the crowd, Mitch, and there was a mass of humanity and no one was wearing a mask. And at one point there was just a sad guy, a sad man and a woman standing there with these poor signs that said mask on. And I felt really like they're getting paid. So God bless them.
Yeah.
It's a paycheck.
It's for the bag.
It's a paycheck to do nothing. And you're like at the Derby.
Honestly, so I should have done that this weekend.
You absolutely should have. I'm not kidding. Like you probably got paid, I don't know, I mean, you know, 10, 15 bucks an hour to walk around. I don't know. It's just, and no one was wearing a mask. I'm like, this state has been as hardcore as anyone in the area. And now, like the people have no idea. If you're watching from Pennsylvania, you're like, damn, those rednecks in Kentucky don't give a damn about COVID. Like, that's what you think. And that made me laugh. That really made me happy over the weekend. So we got to get to that at some point. Oh, we got to get to NFL draft at some point. I mean, just Jerry Meyer did write that the professional thing with Ty Washington. I'm like, that would be funnier than if the kid went to Arizona to me. That would be funnier than if the kid went to
Arizona. I also need Jaden Hardy to go to UCLA, like Brandon said. I need my guy, Nick.
It's not going
to
happen.
Sniffing around those five stars.
Oh, yeah, let's go, Mick. Sniffing. I guess I like Mick Cronin now. I don't know what happened to me. Ever since Ennis took my take, I gave up. Oh, Texas says, if Bevin was in office, we all would have died of COVID. Yeah, yeah. That's you know what? That's a fact. Yes, you're exactly right. Texas says, Mitch calling great clips his hairdresser. Texas says, real men have other men cut their hair. Boy, I tell you what, there's a large part of me that agrees with that. Do you have something in your eye there, big guy? What's wrong now? You have a tear rolling down your face, it looks like, right now.
I mean, there's some truth to that. Like, the best haircuts, I don't want to make this a gender thing, but the best haircuts I've been from men.
Yeah,
yes.
There you go. It's fine. Just say it. No one's going to get mad at you. Just say it. By the way, what's Nick Valvano
doing? I also like getting gassed up by older women. I'm like Coop in that aspect, is I like to get gassed up by, you know, people twice my age. So when they say I have great hair, it makes me feel good.
Oh man, save that for the mixtape. Texas says when Kenny Rice first strolled through the paddock and saw Lachlan McLean and the Spectrum News team, did he laugh quietly to himself? I mean, yes, that's what happens when we go to the Final Four and Tiki and Jim Rome's there. And there's a bunch of fat guys at a buffet. Yes, they all do. They all do. Texas says complimentative. You butchered that. You butchered it so bad. Oh, man. Texas says, can you talk about Diener getting mad at Perrin this morning? All of that is fantastic. And there's Nick Valvano, who pooped himself today. And now Mitch is sitting in that very seat. So there's how that's going if you want to know how Mitch's Monday is. Let's take a break on the other end. I mean, it's time. It's time, Governor Beshear. We'll talk about it next. All right, guys. With Kentucky struggling, you know who would not need the Hightower Men's Clinic? Lachlan McLean. But you may not be him. And if you are living with ED or PD, here's the thing. You don't have to any longer. Schedule a free consultation today with the Hightower Men's Clinic. HightowerMens.com. Find out more about their pulse wave therapy, FDA approved, and they can help you. No needles, no drugs, no creams, none of that nonsense. This is what they do. They help men, and they can help you today. Schedule that appointment, HightowerMens.com, or give them a call at 690-2800. Find out how they can help you today. Also, check out the website. Patient reviews, and to find out what they do at the Hightower Men's Clinic. Again, 502-690-2800 or online, hightowermens.com.
Bet River Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.